Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
New York, the glitz, the glamour, the exciting Mutt-tropolis, the sparkling kitty city that never sleeps. Step onto the sexy streets of animal attraction that is New York City. Welcome to Pets in the City, Life in the Urban Jungle. Join host Diane West as she explores the exciting lives, loves, and laments of the people and pets in the world's greatest city. Pets in the City, like the city itself, has something for everyone. Celebrity pet sightings, pet events, and news and reviews with the hottest movers, shakers, and tail waggers in New York. So get ready to get dressed to the canines and take a bite out of the Big Apple with your Pets in the City host, Diane West.
Hello, cyber cats, kittens, creatures, and canines under all creation. This is Diane West coming at you from the greatest city in the world once again, New York City, with Pets in the City on Pet Life Radio. Hope you're having a great day today. As usual, we always have a surprise for you, and I am delighted to let you know, especially those of you who make your living shearing and shaping and just shaping up all of our beautiful dogs and cats out there, but mostly dogs, to Erin Lee Adamson, who is the associate casting producer on the line with us from Animal Planet, and they are already hard at work looking for the next groomer of the year for their next season of Groomer Has It, following obviously the very, very popular show that just finished up not too long ago, right, Erin?
We shot last year, I believe in January, and so the season finished up. It was a very, very successful show, and so immediately they wanted to pick it up for a second season.
That's great. And Animal Planet really, I'll tell you, a lot of people tell me they just have the TiVo set to Animal Planet and the news at this point, because that's the only two things they want.
Yeah, Animal Planet's done an incredible job of being, you know, certainly animal advocates, but also, you know, supporting the people that support animals. So we're really, really proud to be doing the show with them.
No, great. And it's fantastic. And I know a lot of that starts with the casting producer like yourself. A lot of the behind the scenes, what you see on the television is really accumulation of a lot of hard work from a lot of unsung heroes.
Oh, gosh, completely. I mean, we spent months and months searching for dog groomers all over the nation. And you have no idea how many dog groomers there are. We have 4,000 plus just in Los Angeles. So you can imagine when we expanded the search to the rest of the nation, how many submissions we got in, and just very, very colorful people, a lot of different energies and a lot of different personalities, and certainly a lot of different skill sets out there for dog grooming. And that's really what we're looking for the second season. You know, we really want some talented and very creative groomers. We want big personalities. We want competitive spirits. They can be brand new to grooming. They can have tons of experience. They could be mobile groomers. They could be salon groomers. They could be show groomers. We're really looking for a nice variety this year, and we really, really want the best. We want people with excellent energy and all sorts of creativity, and people that are willing to put it all on the line for Groomer of the Year through Animal Planet and a big $50,000 cash prize.
Which is nothing to sneeze at, especially.
No.
The grooming business, because I know a number of your contestants on the last show. I mean, and you know, to your point about variety, I mean, some of them I know, like Jonathan David and Jorge, have, you know, gone on to or had actually had been famous before they got on your show, and now of course they got that boost. But from what I understand, there's other contestants that just the exposure to actually show what beautiful work they do on a national basis is priceless.
Well, that absolutely, and also the exposure for groomers in general. I think the general public doesn't really see how much hard work and energy it takes to be an excellent dog groomer, and how much love and passion and all of that. And I think that the rest of America now kind of has a better idea of what that is. And even though, I mean, it was still a television show, it wasn't, you know, a very strict grooming competition the way they have throughout the nation. I think we covered the gamut of what groomers go through on a day-to-day basis. And you're so right. The contestants that were in the show last year, not only did they, some of them, Jonathan, of course, and Jorge, have had numerous endorsement deals and other show offers and all of these things. Their business has obviously improved, all of them. But I think the biggest gain that they have is that they have a celebrity status, and they're able to do things like raise money for animal shelters throughout the nation, and they're able to show up at certain events, and because they're now celebrity status, they bring thousands and thousands of dollars to homeless animals and to shelters. And Jorge is going on somewhat of a tour where he's doing seminars and giving speeches on the proper way to care and groom pets to get them adopted faster. And I think those prizes are even more priceless than the money and the fame and the business that it extends. It's that personal satisfaction that they've all gotten that has been just enormous.
You know, and I know about that because Animal Haven here, one of the larger, you know, of course they're all wonderful, but one of the larger rescue groups here in New York had, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, had actually teamed up with Jorge for the program that you're talking about, and they actually went into Harlem and taught young people, you know, the importance of grooming. And I think that they also went beyond, I guess, the perception of, you know, oh, here's somebody with a little frou-frou poodle and, you know, they're going to, you know, it's for vanity. And it showed them, you know, really grooming is part of your care and maintenance for your animal. Have you gotten the sense that the show has helped with that as well?
Oh, tremendously, because I think that people forget sometimes because they do see a lot of the television shows out there cover, you know, the frou-frou kind of dogs, not that they're not fabulous as well, but the show dogs are very different than the average pet. And these days, the way our culture and society is, we treat our pets the way that we treat children, our children, and they are our children. So the care and the grooming of them does become part of their health regimen and part of their keeping safe and healthy and strong and being the parts of our family that we love and appreciate. Mm-hmm. So definitely.
And it also could be, I wonder if it's inspired a lot of young people, you know, considering a career in pet care to become groomers as well. Have you met anybody who, you know, may have indicated that it's kind of renewed an interest in maybe entering the industry?
Oh, absolutely. And a new kind of version, the 2008 version of Dog Groomer, which I think most of our culture has seen dog groomers as kind of a dirty business and kind of, you know, you're in there, you've got dog hair on you, you've got all the dog dirt on you, you're wearing a big smock. And now, you know, the people that we're having come in and audition, I mean, they are hip, style, cool. They've got the cool hair. They're full.
Look at Jorge with the sleeves.
Well, please. Oh, geez. Well, he started it all, I'm pretty sure. set the fashion trend. But we're really, really seeing a different style of dog groomer come in, and they've got their own vans, and they've tricked their vans out with cheetah print on the inside. And I mean, it has become a fashionable business to be in. It's no longer dirty dog, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's nice. No, I do think that it has given a new flair to people that want to start the business. And it's just such a huge, huge business because everybody's got pets now. Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Exactly. No, it's true. It's true. And I know especially in a place like New York, you know, there was one reader, I think we were raffling off a groom, you know, a free groom, and one reader jokingly, I hope, wrote to us saying, yes, my mom really needs to take me in for a haircut because the other dogs are making fun of me at the dog run.
Exactly. Exactly. Because we do. We treat them like our children. They are definitely part of the family now. So I think that this has brought a really nice light to what dog groomers go through. And just, I mean, the extraordinary personalities in this business. It is from all the way left to all the way right in personality.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, your first successful season really showed that as well. Now, looking back at that, I'm going to go a little bit under skin here. When you look back at the first season of Groomer Has It, which again was very successful by any standards. Was there anything you think you would have done differently?
Oh, well, with any new show, you know, you're still working out some of the glitches, but I think for the most part, Animal Planet is incredibly, they're really great about listening to comments from the grooming culture and all of the people that are involved in that. We did hire many experts to be with us for the shooting of the show, so we tried to make sure from the beginning we did things the right way. Are there things we could change? Absolutely. I don't know that there's anything specific I could come up with now, but definitely the new show is going to be filled with lots of new challenges, a little bit of a different look. I mean, there'll be all sorts of new surprises and fantastic, fantastic challenges coming at the public watching.
Yeah, no, because I know Jonathan said an interesting thing when we had interviewed him not too long ago. He said it was a really lot of fun, he says, but, you know, you have to understand that it is television and,
right.
You know, standing there with 40 hours of tape, someone shaving down a dog is probably not going to capture.
Exactly. And the comments that we did receive, anyone that said, well, it wasn't a real grooming competition or something like that. Well, it isn't a grooming competition. It's a reality show that is competition based for dog groomers. And so it's definitely, I mean, it's not the same kind of thing that you'll get at something like Intergroom or Groom Expo or Super Zoo, where they are absolute grooming competitions, and it's fierce. And although the competition portion is fierce, it is, you know, there's a lot of different things that go into grooming. You have to know how to deal with, if you're a pet groomer, how to deal with the public, how to deal with the pet's owners. When you're a show groomer, you have to deal with judges, and you have to deal with handlers, and you have to deal with breeders. So what kind of personality do you have? How much do you care? How much passion goes into what you do? All of those things is what we tried to do to make up the competition-based show. So it wasn't just a grooming show. And because of that, yeah, I mean, we can't just have somebody watch 40 hours of tape of somebody cutting a dog, dog hair. So, yeah, we have to, you know, you throw in the drama and you throw in the personality conflicts and you throw in a little bit of this and a little bit of that. But all in all, I think we kept it pretty close to what the vision of a competition-based reality show would be on dog grooming.
So, and to just, I guess, jump off from that and kind of go back to something you said in the beginning, as you're casting your net for people for the next show, we're going to take a commercial break, but give it a little thought, because when you come back, I want to see how we can tell our listeners what kind of personalities should be lining up to with their butts and their scissors online to audition for the next show. So we'll be
great.
Right back.
All right, this is my stop, Commercial Boulevard. Yeah, that's funny. Pets in the City will be back in a New York minute. Don't go anywhere.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Okay, all you yuppie puppies and city kitties, Pets in the City is back with more urban animals and cool cosmopolitan critters. Try saying that three times fast. Right, Diane?
Okay, and we're back, and you're going to probably be one of the first to know exactly what Groomer Has It of the next season coming up, season two. I'm sorry, when does that start again, Erin?
We are shooting in October. I believe we're slated to start the middle of October, so it'll be a 30-day, a month, 1 month shoot. into November. We're casting right now.
Now. Like yesterday. Okay.
Exactly.
Now, you had said in the beginning you're looking for strong personalities. I know that word can encompass a lot of What do you mean by strong?
Well, big personalities. We want people that you know who they are. We want people that are competitive, that think they really are the best or the most creative or the top groomer. We want people that aren't afraid to come into a room and analyze the 12 people in there and say, you 11 are going down. So we want big personalities. Now, that could mean, I mean, anybody that has seen the show saw the diverse personalities. I mean, we had Jasper, who is, you know, kind of the guy's guy from Boston. You know, you didn't think of him as an average dog groomer, to Jorge, who was just, I mean, he's Jorge. There's only one.
An artist.
And then artist, of course, who comes in and just rips your heart out of your chest, because his personality is, I mean, he's like watching a movie every time you look at him. And the girls, you know, Kathleen Sepulveda is very, we called her the Gina Davis of dog grooming. You know, she's very classy and show groomer and kind of has her own thing. And so we just want distinctive personalities. We want you to really care about what you do and be extremely passionate about what you do, that this is your life. And we want to know a story too. If this, you know, someone like Artist came in and dog grooming saved him. He really attributes dog grooming to saving his life. And for a story like that, it's just, it's priceless for us because it means so much to him, which means as a viewer, it will mean so much to you.
So it's not like you're looking for someone who is a groomer and then is kind of auditioning for a role on a show. I mean,
No. Sort
of they are, but you're looking for someone who in their everyday life is very, very passionate about what they do.
And,
absolutely. You know, if a customer comes into them and says, oh, I want to dye the dog blue, and they say, you know, absolutely not, get out of my store. I mean, you know, that would be someone you'd love.
That's a big personality. Absolutely. I mean, we want people that believe in what they do, that believe what they do is right. We obviously are looking for talent and skill in grooming. We're looking for experience in grooming. Now, that doesn't mean that someone who just graduated from one of the big salon stores, their pet grooming school after 6 months, can't apply. We want across-the-board experience. Artist didn't have any more than, I think, a year or two at the most years experience. So you never know. We want people that are competitive, that really want to win. We want people from mobile grooming to salon grooming, show groomers. We want people that have just a really great respect and desire to show America what dog grooming is about and what their version of dog grooming is about. And we want people who want to win and people that love Animal Planet and people that love dogs. And for those that are listening that are groomers, we'll tell you how to submit. For those that are listening that have groomers for their animals,
If I have a groomer that I love and I go, oh my goodness,
yes.
I got to be on. Okay.
Yes, please refer people to us, because for us, we'll just call them. If you give us their name and the shop they work at, we will call them up and we will tell them they were referred and they have got to get in here.
Tell us how you're casting your net. Tell us you're starting in California or New York.
Yes, we are located, our studios are located in Los Angeles, California, Manhattan Beach, actually. We're right near LAX. So anyone in the Southern California area should come to us in person. And the way that they do that, the way that anybody gets any information from us, is groomerhasit@gmail.com. So groomerhasit@gmail.com can get you answered to any question you have. If you're in Southern California, if you send us an email with a photo, a bio on just who you are, how long you've been grooming, a little bit about yourself, why you think you're America's top groomer, send that to us, and we will call you for an interview to come into our offices. If you are not in Southern California, we will be attending Super Zoo, which is in Las Vegas, on September 9th and 10th.
Okay,
I think it goes the 9th, 10th, and 11th, but we will be there the 9th and 10th. And then that weekend in Hershey, Pennsylvania is the Groom Expo. We will be there on the 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th. So we are willing to set up appointments before then for you if you will be there by emailing us at groomerhasit@gmail.com and put in the subject line either Super Zoo or Groom Expo, and that way we'll know to give you priority for the auditions. Otherwise, it's just going to be a madhouse when we're there. Okay. We will have booths at both places, and you'll be able to find us. We'll have Groomer Has It t-shirts, and we'll have booths, and we'll have a big banner up, so you will be able to see us. But we do encourage, if you are anywhere in the Southern California area, to come into us in person, because then we can put your interview on and ask the exact questions that we want you to answer when we interview you or when you send a home tape, which puts me to the third way. If you're not going to Super Zoo, if we're not able to interview at one of those shows and you're not in California, we would love to get home tapes from you. And the way you do that is you go to groomerhasit.com, which is on the Animal Planet website, and you download an application and then fill the application out and make us a 10 to 15 minute home tape. And on the home tape, we want to see your grooming skill. We want you to list off the techniques that you know, the schooling you've had, any awards that you've won. We definitely have to see your personality. So it can't be a boring tape. If you watch it and think it's boring, we're going to watch it and think it's boring. We want fun and excitement.
Talk to your friends too. See if
that's
boring.
Yeah, we want excited groomers. We want people that are enthusiastic about what they do for the television show and a lot of energy for what they do. We want to see your competitive spirit on camera. We want to see where you groom, if you're allowed to take your camera into the groom shop and show us 2 minutes of what you do and give us 2 minutes of you grooming a dog. If you can make sure the sound, there isn't a lot of barking and not a lot of hair drying going on in the background, that would be best. Really check the lighting on your camera, because we do need to make sure that we can see you properly. And just your personality and how bad you want to win and why you think you should be Animal Planet's Groomer of the Year. For us, you know, the passion behind that is really, really what will sell your tape and will get you through to the final rounds.
Right, right. And also, they, as you said, the person should be able to spend, you said, what, about a month, you know, devoted to filming the show with you guys.
Okay. Yes, yes. What we do is our shoot time is, it's a month. However, it's an elimination show. So that's if you make it to the end, it's a month. I think we shoot 2 to 3 episodes per week. So there are eliminations every week. And once you're eliminated, you do go home. So the chances are, you know, 10 of you will be going home before a month. We do provide some kind of weekly stipend. So, and you don't pay for anything while you're here. We definitely, you know, we feed you and put you up in the groomer house. And we do provide you with a weekly stipend, and you can email us to find out the details on that. But yes, you do have to be able to kind of give up your life for 30 days to be on this. But it's so, so worth it. And you can contact Jorge or Jonathan or Artist or any of those people through us, and they will give you hundreds and hundreds of reasons that it was worth it for them. So.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Now, the one thing I did want to ask you is when you're talking about people with competitive spirits, now, competitive, nuts, I mean, because, you know, these are people that are going to have scissors and sharp objects in their hands. So competitive to a point, right?
It's not a fight. It's not a boxing match, no. No. It's we just want somebody that really wants to prove that the way that they do their dog grooming is the best.
Is the way.
We want somebody that, I think Artist said it so well during actually his audition last year. He said, I said, Artist, are you competitive? And he said, life is about competition. If you don't wake up every morning and want to be the best that you can be, which means to be better than everybody else, then you're not living. You know, and it was like at that moment I go, oh my gosh, this kid is so on the show. That's our guy right there. That's what we mean by competition. You know, we just want you to have a spirit to win. We want you to be in this to win this.
Wow. All right, great. Well, I almost wish I was a groomer that I could.
I know. It makes it sound pretty good.
You know,
if you know any, send them our way for sure. No, groomerhasit@gmail.com.
Now, the in-person grooms, are people could actually be grooming a dog when, you know, they go see at the Super Expos or anything like that?
Well, what we're doing, because they have groom competitions, we'll be set up and we'll be actually watching the groom competition. So we may pick you out of the ring and we may say, you know, can we spend 15 minutes interviewing you? But we obviously won't get a chance to see everybody. So we'd like to set up as many pre-interviews as possible, as well as when we're there, if you'd like to come and meet us, please find our booth and come meet us. But we'll be in the interviews, it's just an interview. We won't be interviewing you while you're grooming a dog.
We don't
want to distract anyone.
Okay, so don't just show up with a dog, but in competition, you know, hey, be on your best behavior, because
absolutely.
Wow, very cool.
Absolutely, yeah.
This is exciting.
It's really exciting.
And again, we encourage our listeners to, you know, even if you're not a groomer, if you feel that you have the best groomer in the entire universe, which of course I'm sure lives in New York.
Except for Los Angeles. Now we're going to have an East Coast, West Coast groomer off.
This is Pets in the City, by the way. Do us proud, New York. And, you know, really, just apply, or if you have the best groomer in the universe, tell them, look, you absolutely have to apply. groomerhasit@gmail.com. And there's the website is groomerhasit.
groomerhasit.com, which is the Animal Planet website. But if you email us, we can send you all that information as well. So inundate us with emails. We don't mind.
Okay. And the deadline is pretty much now.
Yeah, we're casting right now, yes.
Okay.
We're in interviews as we speak. We have an amazing team out there searching high and low for the best groomers in the nation. So show us that your people are the best.
There you go. Snip, snip.
Snip, snip.
Okay. So thanks so much, Erin. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule looking for the greatest and the best here. And
hope we can send
some people your way.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you so much.
RumorHasIt.com. All right. Second season. Let's go, people. And I'll tell you, every time I talk to someone who's involved with the reality TV universe, I'm always surprised. And, you know, it sounds like fun. I mean, look, it's television, and they themselves will even tell you it's television. But, you know, it's fun. And especially with something like Rumor Has It, you actually have an opportunity for learning there, which is something which is actually a much harder skill than I think a lot of us give credit to the unsung groomers there. So definitely, if you know a groomer, like Erin said, or if you are a groomer and you think you have the chops, get your scissors, get your slicker, and get on over to a interview. And you could do that by groomerhasit.com or come right to petliferadio.com and we'll have the info for you there. We are once again out of time. I am sorry I have chattered on, but I want to tell you about some cool things coming up for my peeps here in Manhattan. Let's see. Sunday, September 14th, if you are a seafaring dog or person or both, they have this really cool third annual canine cruise, which actually leaves on, it's a Circle Line cruise, and it leaves from the pier at 42nd and 12th. That is such a riot. I was on there once, and it's really a three-hour tour. Don't worry, you're not going to get lost like Gilligan, for small dogs and their people, and 100% of the proceeds from their ticket and raffle sales go to charities around here. It is for small dogs only, but if you want to check it out, it's www.caninecruise.com. And if you're more of a landlubber and you want to stick to Midtown, Saturday, September 20th, American Kennel Club is having their Animal Responsible Dog Owner Day. That's really fun because you get to see a lot of breeds that you might not necessarily meet in your everyday life. I know one of my favorites that usually shows up there is something called a Neapolitan Mastiff. And I mean, this guy's head is as big as a bear. I mean, they're wonderful, very slow and cute temperament dogs, but they are huge. So, and you usually wouldn't get a chance to see them. So it's just some of the things that are going on here. If you want to find out more of what's going on, you can visit me at my website, which is newyorktails.com, newyorktails.com, and just hit our calendar. And otherwise, that is going to be our show for today, Pets in the City on Pet Life Radio. Want to thank all of our groovy producers and all of our sponsors who bring us to you. Thanks a lot. And I think that'll about do it for me. Until next time, stay cool. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
New York, the glitz, the glamour, the exciting Mutt-tropolis, the sparkling kitty city that never sleeps. Join us each week for Pets in the City with your host, Diane West. Celebrity pet sightings, hot events, and news and reviews with the hottest movers, shakers, and tail waggers in New York. So take a bite out of the Big Apple with Pets in the City every week on demand only on PetLifeRadio.com.